Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's July 2nd, 2014. And let's get straight into our news tonight. Our top story, Obama's civilian security force takes control of migrant internment camps, abide by brown shirt laws. In the run-up to the 2008 presidential election, Barack Obama promised he would work to implement a domestic security force, which would rival that of the U.S. military.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
That was the president back in 2008 saying that in his own words. Many dubbed Obama's proposed force the brown shirts, a term often used to describe a Nazi assault force and one that was repeatedly associated with extremist nationalists. And if there ever was an emergency that required a military-level response in the United States, many believe it's happening right now on the southern border as hundreds of thousands of immigrants make their way illegally into the United States of America. And according to an unnamed source who cannot provide video documentation of these events because cell phones were not allowed in the facility, a security force is reportedly calling itself the Brown Shirts. The insider says they have been given orders to arrest anyone speaking to the public or using cell phones and have implemented what is being referred to as brown shirts law. So that was from Max Slavo of the When It Hits the Fan report. And, you know, he can't so much disclose the identity of this whistleblower, but I can believe that these things are going on because we've seen these facilities with our own eyes. Now, personally, the facilities I saw, like the church facilities, they weren't so much internment camps, but you think about the FEMA camps back in, I guess it was Hurricane Sandy or so, the people were saying the conditions in the FEMA camps were like a prison condition. And also, we all recall Hurricane Katrina, the horrendous conditions there, people committing suicide, not enough water to use, and also food shortages as well. And let's talk about this domestic security force, because you recall back in 2012, we had the report, Homeland Security graduates first corps of Obama's brown shirts, Homeland Youth. And it says this group was to be called the FEMA Corps. So there it is right back then. Obama wants this domestic security force. And when we have the most powerful military on the planet, why do we so much need a domestic security force? Why do we need Homeland Security buying billions of bullets? Why do we need Homeland Security shooting targets of little children? It doesn't make any sense to me, but I guess that makes sense in Obama's America. So it's not enough to have these internment camps. It's not enough to have these people training to take on the American people. Now they have to demonize you. Media characterizes anti-illegal immigration protesters as racist.
100 or more protesters blocked the road into the Murrieta Border Patrol station. The immigrants, many of them children, arrived by plane in San Diego from overcrowded holding facilities in South Texas.
We've been told that the immigrants will come in 140 every 72-hour shift for several weeks with no definitive endpoint.
Lynn Sparacino lives in Murrieta and is an immigrant from Central America herself, but her family came here legally, and she says others should too.
And the thing that stuck out to me about that clip was you see somebody who said, hey, I came from these Central American countries. I understand what's going on down there, but you have to come the legal way just like I did. And as we were talking about earlier, the prison-like conditions of these facilities, you see in the video, it seemed like very much a prison to me that these people were walking into. So you go from a country where I guess you still have your freedom, then you come here to the United States only to be housed in these facilities where disease is rampant and you have other conditions as well. And I'm not saying that everybody who's coming here illegally is diseased. I'm not saying that everybody who comes here illegally is a criminal, but you are not a criminal like an MS-13 criminal. Let me make that very clear. But you do have these concerns that you have to contend with. Just like we see Border Patrol agents routinely getting sick, more and more reports coming out regularly about these guys contracting these illnesses that they didn't really have at their facilities before. So it is a very serious issue, and I hope people will get over this political correctness. And no, it's not just the Central Americans. We'll have a special report later on tonight talking about how it's not just these people. We have people coming in from China, people coming in from Middle Eastern countries as well. And how do they get here? They go to Mexico, they go to Central America, then they come up here and surrender themselves to the Border Patrol, or even the more wealthy ones, they can pay to have the coyotes ship them into the country. And we'll be talking about all that here in a little bit. Now, people have decided that they want their liberty, their security, and their privacy. We have 74% of Americans don't believe they have to give up privacy for security. Americans across the ideological spectrum believe they do not have to give up their privacy and freedom in order to be safe from terrorism, according to a new report from the Pew Research Center, which has always been true. But, you know, in this post 9/11 world, and let me give you guys a little hint out there, the younger viewers, terrorism did not originate on September 11th, 2001. It's always been there. It's been there in this country. It's been in other countries around the world. So it's nothing new. Gangs, by definition, the Crips, the Bloods, the MS-13 groups, those people are terrorist organizations by definition. So terrorism is nothing new, but they say we have to keep you safe. We have to fill you up at the airports. We have to have these border patrol checkpoints, even though it's nowhere near the border. We have to do all these things. We have to hack your phone. We have to read your email. We have to scan your Facebook page to keep you safe. It's not keeping you safe. All it does is data mine you. It allows them to sell you products. It allows them to track your movements, predict your behavior. That's all it does. It does not keep you safe in the least bit. Because you can notice, think about the Christopher Dorner situation, regardless if you agree with the complete official narrative or not. Think about how one guy supposedly just shell-shocked an entire police department. They didn't know what to do. They were shooting at suspects that didn't match his physical description, shooting at vehicles that didn't match his car. They didn't know what to do, and the only thing they could do was burn that mother effer down. So let's talk about burning down the propaganda surrounding ISIS. ISIS is hiring judges, doctors, and engineers as al-Qaeda prepares for war against Caliphate. The leader of the self-proclaimed al-Qaeda spinoff Nation, forgive me on the name, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. In addition to a broad religious call to arms, so to speak, also beckoned workers with specific skill sets to present themselves for duty, namely those with military, medical, and managerial skills, were urged to flock to the newly declared state in an audio recording released Tuesday. So we see ISIS or IS or whatever they're called this week with their 5-year terror plot. They want to carve up the Middle East. They want to carve up Africa. And we'll see how far they get with this campaign. But somebody whose campaign came to an end was the LA County Sheriff's Office when they finally got some justice for people being locked into their facilities. 6 in Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department convicted in federal jail probe. After a week of deliberations, a federal court jury in downtown Los Angeles convicted deputies of conspiracy and obstruction of justice. Those charges together carry a potential maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. And these are the type of stories that we need, because we know there are bad officers. We know there are bad agents, people in the military willing to do shady things. But these things bring to light the good aspect. Okay, yeah, some people do bad things, but there are also good people out there to stop them. So good to you, LA County Sheriff. You guys got some other work to do, but good job on this. And our last story for the segment tonight, report: virtually all food imported into the U.S. is not inspected by the FDA. An investigation by Fair Warning and the Investigative News Network found that Food and Drug Administration inspectors allow nearly all food imports to enter the country without undergoing visual examination. And some bullet points for you here. 15% of the American diet now originates overseas. About 50% of the winter fruits and vegetables are brought from other countries. And nearly all seafood eaten by Americans is caught in non-U.S. waters. And I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm not a fan of all things FDA. I'm not a fan of them saying that GMO is good and tasty and safe. But I think it is at least a good idea to visually inspect food that's coming in. You can say, hey, man, those zucchinis look weird. Or, man, that fish looks like it may have been sick. Just something, because you go to the grocery store and you may encounter some food that looks a little off, but you assume that somebody at least checked it out. That's not always the case, as we see here. So if you want to get some food that you know is good and tasty, you can go to the InfoWars Seed Center. You can find the InfoWars Seed Vault, where you can get fruits, vegetables, medicinal herbs. It's all right there at the InfoWarsShop.com. Now stay tuned, because after this break, we'll have a special report. The ranchers in South Texas give us their own words about how illegal immigrants are overrunning their land. And also, I'll give you some of the more recent gun news. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements, and they upset my stomach, and I had some issues with it. until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. Let's look at some of the more recent developments with guns here in the United States of America. Gun rights expanding in several states, namely Indiana, Kansas, and Georgia. One piece of Indiana legislation will allow legal permit holders, including school staff, parents, and visitors, to have locked guns in their cars and school parking lots, which is a good deal for me. Let's go now to Georgia. The Georgia Safe Carry Protection Act, dubbed the Guns Everywhere Act, will expand the number of places where guns will legally be allowed now, including bars, churches, schools, and government buildings. And you notice we see the mayor of Atlanta, fresh off reports that he attended Bilderberg 2014, saying that he doesn't want you to bring your firearm to any city facility. So there you go. You're a Bilderberg guy right there. And now he's saying, no, no guns allowed in my city. We're not going to have that, even though state law clearly says that you can bring your firearm into a government building or institution. Now let's move now. Bill would allow police to confiscate guns based on accusations alone.
David Warren, Taxpayers for Improving Public Safety. Although we are consistently in support of regulation of weapons, our concern in this legislation is that it has significant constitutional deficiencies, which will result in significant litigation and will not be enforceable.
And that's coming from the state of California, where even the gun control advocates say, hey, man, these gun control laws are way too strict. And another place they're getting strict is Oregon, where they're now sending state troopers to investigate firearm purchase denials. The Oregon State Police are now dispatching troopers to gun stores when would-be gun buyers are denied purchases following failed background checks. So this is an issue. I know several people who have been denied at one point or another, but they are able to purchase firearms before and after. People in my own family, they go to the gun store, and for whatever reason, maybe the guy types their information in wrong, it comes up with a ding. No, sir, we cannot sell you this firearm. Next week, they go to a different gun store, and everything's fine. And it's not one gun store versus the other. It's just the system isn't perfect. You have these flaws and dings in them that will bring up a failed background check from time to time. And now they say they want to dispatch the police to come check you out. Hey, Mr. Smith, I noticed that you couldn't buy that AR-15 you wanted today. What's going on with you? And he's like, bro, I'm going home. I'm going to the gun store down the street. Maybe there's something wrong with the system. I'm like, no, let's sit here. Let's have a little chat down and find out what's going on. I'm like, no, this is not a good idea, Oregon. Do not send your state troopers to go investigate people who don't get the gun. But something that needs some investigating is why they had the complete freak out in schools when you eat your Pop-Tarts the wrong way. And now we see the article, Pop-Tart gun case still ongoing after second appeal fails. So basically, if you don't recall, this is a situation where a second grader in Maryland was eating his Pop-Tart the wrong way, and the teacher came up and said, hey, you bit that Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. And I don't know, I don't really keep tabs on how I eat my Pop-Tarts, but the teacher said, hey, we have to turn you in, and now they put this on the child's permanent record. something very idiotic. We've seen people freak out about bubble guns and kids get suspended for playing with toy guns in their own front yards. And now they're saying you can't even eat your food the way you want it to. Or if the teacher sees something in your food, now you're a potential threat and you need to be sent to the principal's office. So hopefully they can get this thing dropped from this child's permanent record. And something that just dropped my jaw, cops advised store lockdown in response to Star Wars Stormtrooper. A business owner and a second man mistook the plastic gun the Stormtrooper was carrying for an AK-47 and called police. The police advised the owner to lock down his business despite the fact open carry is legal in Salina. This is a situation that happened in Kansas. So, I don't know what type of gun this guy was actually holding, what type of gun he was holding. Assuming he was carrying the standard Stormtrooper blaster, it looks nothing like an AK-47 at all. I mean, are they going to start sending SWAT teams to Comic-Con to arrest those Stormtroopers? It's completely ridiculous. But they have sent out SWAT teams for much less people with raw milk and cheese. Well, that's it for this segment, but stay tuned because after this break, you'll get to hear from the South Texas ranchers talk about the illegal immigration influx in their own words.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grupp. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
These cities just above the U.S.-Mexico border don't receive any federal funding. The law-abiding, land-owning residents of towns such as Falfurrias, Texas, are overrun by a tsunami of illegals as a result of what's called the funnel effect. The militarization of the border, which includes checkpoints, barriers, and security technology, diverts the human smuggling operations into treacherous, searing, and rugged terrain that delivers many illegal aliens to their deaths. And ranch owners and Texas Border Volunteer founders Mike and Linda Vickers contending with the outcome. What they are about to tell you may cause alarm, because America isn't simply being invaded by countries south of its border. It is increasingly being invaded by countries from all over the world.
Can you speak about your organization, explain where some of your volunteers come from and who they are?
Actually, we even have a lot of out-of-staters, Nebraska, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Oklahoma, many from Florida. Part of our mission is to enforce or help assist Border Patrol and other law enforcement entities out here. We will post out on these heavily trafficked areas and report specific numbers to Border Patrol, specific locations, and they have learned that we're a big help. We're like extra eyes and ears out here. We also, a big part of our mission is awareness, and we do many speaking engagements to let people know exactly what's going on out here and what we're seeing, despite what others say in high political offices, that the border is safe, these border towns are safe. It is not.
Our ranch gate is 69 miles north of the bridge in Hidalgo that goes into Reynosa, Mexico.
A little over a day's walk.
Well, actually, most of these people don't walk 69 miles. They all pay a criminal organization, mainly the cartels, big money to be brought up here and let out south of this Border Patrol checkpoint, 4.5 miles south of our ranch on U.S. Highway 281. So they're all contributing to organized crime by paying large sums of money to be brought in here. And to give you an example, the Chinese are paying $50,000. The Indians are paying $10,000 to $20,000. All the Central Americans, the average is about $7,000. So, and the Mexicans, especially southern Mexico, are paying $3,000. So it's a huge, huge money event for the cartels, probably even more lucrative than the drug business.
What percentage are you seeing from places other than South and Central America?
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security categorize the people that are not from Mexico as other than Mexicans. And prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. A lot of Central Americans, but really from all over the world. And we were informed last night that that number has escalated to 80%. So, and this is a fact. So most of the people that we encounter here, a larger percentage of them are people from other countries other than Mexico.
And we're not told about the special interest aliens. We have had Somalians here once they got on that special alien list. They won't tell us that anymore, but there have been Somalians, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Chinese, you name it, we've had it here.
We've also found evidence that people from these special interest countries, in particular Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iran, are coming through our property. During one of our Texas Border Volunteer operations last year, we had a group of 10. We spotted, we followed them, informed the Border Patrol where they were going to come out on the highway. Border Patrol were not able to respond fast enough. They climbed the fence and, loaded up and left and, were not caught. But as one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped, a package. And that package, was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu and English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? You must pay in dollars. So we know that special interest countries, in particular countries like Pakistan or Afghanistan that are not particularly friendly with our country, are slipping through here under the disguise of and under the all this other activity that's going on where these families are giving up and the Border Patrol resources are being compromised. So it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
Besides that Iranian money being found in a bailout vehicle up here, four Syrians, which is not, you know, public news yet, but four Syrians were apprehended on the Rio Grande River a couple days ago. We're never divulged the special interest aliens. But I think it's time America gets alarmed. They've already come through here. It's us as the humanitarian crisis, and it's an OTM crisis. It just take out the factor of the women and children. It's an other than Mexican crisis right now. We're, you know, being invaded by third world country people, and in those third world country people are the special interest aliens. And our borders are porous. They feel like they're wide open right now. And that's a dangerous scenario.
But I did discover, and I think this is laid out very clearly in the blog, among the human trafficking going on in Belize, is a large number of Lebanese males coming into the country with passports from Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and are given brand new identities, brand new names, and using handlers, handled off ultimately into America with a very dangerous package. Now, that surprised me. That shocked me.
Please join us tomorrow as we delve into the range of diseases making their way up from the Mexican-U.S. border. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm John Baum.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Be sure to stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. The Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Special Reports, the Rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.